This is Fiona Ritchie. Thanks a lot for joining me. It's time for the Thistle and Shamrock, and here's the Easy Club.
Come on, Midlothian mining men, and listen unto me. You know how we are so oppressed by others' tyranny. For improvement of the mines, nay leisure time is found. With children gang neglected while we're working underground. In Nitton Grange, in Arniston, fae Bolton, Teague or Brigg, fae Burke in sight to Lasswade, Culpen and Bonnyrigg. Confess, for they overtax their workmen and they them so oppress. They other occupations so dangerous is found. Canny call her lies are in when working underground. In Nitton Grange and Arniston, fae Bolton, Teague or Brigg, fae Burke in sight to Lasswade, Culpen and Bonnyrigg. Fare us well to new battle. Which a miner canna do. With fallen roofs and fire damp, the records can be found. How hundreds yearly lost their lives we working underground. In Nitton Grange, in Arniston, fae Bolton, Teague or Brigg, fae Burke in sight to Lasswade, Culpen and Bonnyrigg. Fare us well to new battle, the Lothian men not say. Come on, Midlothian mining men, and listen unto me. You know how we are so oppressed by others' tyranny. For improvement of the mines, may leisure time is found. Your children gang neglected while we're working underground.
The Easy Club and the Midlothian Mining Song, tracing us each time the chorus comes around through the scattering of mining villages in the countryside south of the city of Edinburgh. Now they're becoming commuter towns with almost all the coal mines closed during the 1980s. One of these towns, Nitton Grange in the song, operates a fascinating museum of mining life, which I'm sure would have amazed its residents even 30 years ago that their coal mine would turn into a museum. We're going to visit all sorts of locations, none too far from the rest, in an area of Scotland called the Lowlands, the rolling countryside in which most of the population of Scotland lives, Glasgow and Edinburgh being the two biggest cities at the hub of industrial and commercial activity within them and between them. This hive of human activity is where our music was born this week. From Dick Gochan, Battlefield Band, Archie Fisher and Billy Jackson, we'll take a walk through time in the Lowlands. It's Billy Jackson who will be taking us into the city of Glasgow on the River Clyde with the March of the Workers. And the Tannahill Weavers trace the history and the decline of shipbuilding on that famous river. The Queen Mary, the Queen Elizabeth and the QE2, all 20th century examples of Clyde-built ships they mention. First of all, Ian Benzie sets our stage.
I had a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I had a dream the other night. Dreamed my love was on the sea, lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed my love was on the sea, lowlands. Brown seaweed was in his hair. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. And the brown seaweed was in his hair. I dreamed my love was drowned and dead. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed my love was drowned and dead. Had a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I had a dream the other night.
Lowlands away. in the city of Glasgow, 'twas high on the cards. If you lived near the river, you'd work in the yards. The first thing I saw when I opened my eyes were the muckle great cranes that reached up to the sky, where we built the great ships of iron and steel. The Lizzie's, the Mary, we built them right here. We built the great ships that ride o'er the sea, and knew there is nae work for me. And who would believe that we built the great ships? At the end of the 40s, apprenticed was I to the cream o' the welders by the name o' Mackay. He had twa lugs and he ingots, a lesson he lip. And I'll show yous, young lads, how we build the great ships. And we built the great ships of iron and steel. The Lizzie's, the Mary, we built them right here. We built the great ships that ride o'er the sea, and knew there is nae work for me. And who would believe that we built the great ships? At the end of the 60s, the whole thing just died. We had matches and workings, my God, how we tried. There was no need for highly skilled craftsmen like me. They built ships for them all in Japan and Korea. But we built the great ships of iron and steel. The Lizzie's, the Mary, we built them right here. We built the great ships that ride o'er the sea, and knew there is nae work for me. And who would believe that we built the great ships? Scarcely a ship, and there's blessed few men. As the river runs silent through Silicone Glen, for an old clapped welder you'll no get much thanks. Now there's fish in the river and chips on its banks. But we built the great ships of iron and steel. The Lizzie's, the Mary, we built them right here. We built the great ships that ride o'er the sea, and knew there is nae work for me. And who would believe that we built the great ships of iron and steel? The Lizzie's, the Mary, we built them right here. We built the great ships that ride o'er the sea, and knew there is nae work for me. And who would believe that we built the great ships?
The Great Ships from the Tannehill Weavers. Billy Jackson gave us the March of the Workers, music to take us into the past in the city of Glasgow and along the banks of the Clyde. We are in that part of the world called the Lowlands of Scotland this week on the Thistle and Shamrock, where the pace of life and change has always been vigorous. Its cities, towns, landscapes and rivers have seen all manner of human activity, from battles to brewing, from farming to fishing, from shipbuilding to singing. Life in the Lowlands and Highlands is and was different, but interconnected. And Dick Gochan's going to sing of cattlemen bringing their herds south from the Isle of Skye to the cattle market in the Lowland town of Falkirk, along with Lowland weavers and other tradesmen. That's Lads of the Fair coming up from Dick Gochan. And he follows it up with a guitar melody called Leith Docks. And as Edinburgh's ancient port city, or port town anyway, it could always have been entitled Gateway. Here are Jock Tamson's bairns with The Gates of Edinburgh. Thank you.
Come, bonnie lass, lie near me, and let the brandy cheer ye, for the road frae Fife to Falkirk's lang, and cauld and wet and weary. I trade as the weaving in the bonny tune of leaving. And we'll drink to the health of the famous damsel by your cliff the morn. For you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads frae the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads wi' gear, lads that sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back frae the German wars, peddlers up frae the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair than the kye. At the Tristan fair at Falkirk, come Geordie, or the pony, for the path is steep and stony, and we're 3 lang weeks for the isle sky, and the beasts are thin and bony. We'll tag the last of the siller, and we'll buy ourselves a gill or two, and we'll drink till the lads will buy our kye in Falkirk in the morn. But you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads frae the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads wi' gear, lads that sell ye the provost daughter, soldiers back frae the German wars, peddlers up frae the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair than the kye, at the Tristan fair at Falkirk. And I'll show ye, there's the tune below ye, but ye'd best bide here in the Ballinacht, for the night watch dinna know ye. My brother, he's a ploughman, and I'm for the Fianna man, and we'll drink to the price of the harvest corn in Falkirk in the morn. For you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads frae the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads wi' gear, lads that sell ye the provost daughter, soldiers back frae the German wars, peddlers up frae the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair than the kye. At the Tristan fair at Falkirk, oh, the work of the weaver's over, like wild the days of the drover, and the ploughboy sits in a tractor now too high to see the clover. The working's no so steady, but the land's the highest already, for to drink a health to the working man in Falkirk no more. But you can see them all, the lads o' the fair, lads for the Forth and the Carron water, working lads and lads for gear, lads that sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back for the German wars, peddlers up for the border, and lassies wi' an eye for mair than the kye, at the Tristan fair at Falkirk.
Doon yonder den, there's a ploughboy lad, and some summer's day he'll be a' my ain. And sing a laddie aye, and sing a laddie o'. The ploughboy laddies are a' the go. Doon yonder den, I could ha' gotten a miller, but the smell o' stour would aye deem me ill. And sing a laddie aye, and sing a laddie o'. The ploughboy laddies are all ago. Doon yonder den, I could ha' gotten the merchant, but a' his riches were nae worth a groat. And sing a laddie aye, and sing a laddie o'. The ploughboy laddies are all ago. I love his teeth, and I love his skin. I love the very kirt he hurls in. And sing a laddie aye, and sing a laddie o. The ploughboy laddies are all the go. I see him coming fae yonder toon, wi' a' his ribbons sing a na run na run, and sing a laddie I, and sing a laddie o. The ploughboy laddies are all the go, and who she's got in her ploughboy lad, as bare as ever he's left the plough, and sing a laddie I, and sing a laddie o. The ploughboy laddies are all the go, and sing a laddie I, and sing a laddie o. The ploughboy laddies are all the go.
Christine Kidd singing the praises of ploughboy laddies. Dick Gauchin lamented their fading into history in Lads of the Fair. Looking at life in the lowlands of Scotland with music to match its moods and energy. Stay with me for more from Tony McManus, Battlefield Band, Archie Fisher and Billy Jackson here on Thistle, with a playlist online this week at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Our walk through time in the lowlands continues. We travel south of the Forth Valley and into that region between Edinburgh and the border with England, known as the Scottish Borders, steeped in history and lore and its own particular brand of Scots dialect. An example of it coming up next from Deaf Shepherd, a light song about an old border character, Pocky Patterson, Sneaky Patterson. Across country to the west, and we're in the pastoral vale which bred and fed Robert Burns. Guitarist Tony McManus, and then Battlefield Band ahead with melodies associated with his life. That's after Deaf Shepherd.
Lord, yeah, money day at the morn. I heard the fair old grey mare, gee money a heavy groan, gee money a heavy groan, sir, and as she said to me, I'm Pokey Person's ugly odds, see how they guide me. Miller a hoik mill bred me, and that a day we'll ken. Miller a hoik mill fed me, way money a sorts of corn. Cases of that as ye can plainly say, I'm Pokey Person's ugly odds, see how they came may. Now the rest said to the corn, I'm sent to tae the folk. Now the rest said to the hay, I'm sent to tin the bog. Saggy dinty hoik, most was linked to swallowing may. I'm Pokey Person's ugly odds, see how they came may. I'm Pokey Person's ugly yard. See how the gate pay. As for Nelly Herton, this Welsh it rises in the moor. Cries, God's sake, uncle, yard's a man in the corn. He took his muckle blue stuff and he came and swabbled me. I'm Pokey Person's ugly yard, see how the game I. Soldrab young in the back row, he's often shown my clothes. So I will leave leave a mark, Jack Bates to buy a pair of boots. If he pushes his feet direct on them, well, they'll come up till his night. I'm pokey person's ugly yards, how the guy aye. As for Peggy Duncan, well, she is a bony lass. So I will leave her my Aldine holes to buy a kicking glass. At a garter in size, Strichter, for the often stone a glide. I'm pokey person's ugly yards, see how they're guiding me. I'm pokey person's ugly yards, see how they're guiding me. Minister of Wilton, well, his coat is worn gay thin. So for to keep him afraid of cold, I'll leave him my old skin. We're hiding here to keep him warm as long as it's done by. I'm pokey person's ugly yard, see how the game may. And as for Stainy Stewart, well, he's after scarce the stains. So for to mend his old field dykes, I'll leave him my old bains. Though the callant so high alone, will make main fires of me. I'm pokey person's all grey yards, see that's the end of me. I'm pokey person's all grey yards, see that's the end of me.
I'll partak wi naebody, I'll ta cuckle fi nain, I'll ye cuckle to naebody, I hae a penny to spend, there thanks to naebody, I hae nothing to lend, I'll borrow fi naebody. Get broadsword, I'll pack dunce for naebody, I'll be merry and free, I'll be sad for naebody, naebody cares for me, I'll care for naebody. I
Battlefield Band, and before Tony McManus with melodies associated with the life of Robert Burns. Battlefield Band played I Hae a Wife, the Turbolton Jig and Turbolton Lodge, Ye Banks and Braes, came from guitarist Tony McManus. And we've come full circle and back to an area of lowland life which bred an especially close community and was a fertile area for music, song, comedy and tragedy, shipbuilding. Scots comedian and actor Billy Connolly was one of a number of great personalities to emerge from the shipyards of the River Clyde. Archie Fisher's going to sing a couple of songs for us set against that dramatic backdrop. The nostalgic Yonder Banks and The Shipyard Apprentice, specifically about shipbuilding on the Clyde and its hardships from the Blitz during World War II to unemployment later on. Archie Fisher's ahead. After this, from harp duo Alison Kinnaird and Anne Heyman, Blair Schlieve and Surrey and The Battle of Sheriff Muir.
Tall cranes touch the sky. Down beside the dockyard wall, where those terraced houses lie. And I think we lived at number 4, or was it number 6? It was such a long, long time. Played tag on yonder tip, and the watchman was away. Up and down we used to run 100 times shades of day. When the shipyard sirens blew, we chase each other home. That was quite some time ago, some 30 years or so. We lived over yonder banks, over there. Well, I'm at the station now, waiting for the evening train, wondering if by some small chance I might pass this way again. Though I left the town where I was born, deep inside I know a little will remain with me, no matter where I go. For we lived over yonder bank. I was born in the shadow of a Fairfield crane, where the blast of a freighter's horn was the very first sound that reached my ears on the morning I was born. I lay and I listened to the shipyard sounds coming out of the great unknown, and was sung to sleep by the mother tongue that was to be. But before I grew to 1 year old, I heard the siren scream as a city watched in the blacked out night a wandering searchlight beam. And then at last I awoke and rose to my first day of peace, for I'd learned that the battle to stay alive was never going to cease. I sat and I listened to me father tell of the days that he once knew, when you either sweated for a measly wage or you joined the parish queue. As times grew harder day by day along the riverside, I oft times heard my mother say it was tears that made the climb. How I've sat in the school 3 9 to 4, I've dreamed o' the world outside, where the riveter and the plater watch their ships slip to the Clyde. I've served my time behind shipyard gates, and I sometimes mourn my lot. But if any man tries to mess me about, I'll fight like my father fought. Over yonder banks, over there.
Croft number 5 and Lanark, named for the lowland town that was the birthplace of Braveheart, William Wallace. We've wandered through time this week on the Thistle and Shamrock in music inspired by places and work lives scattered across the Scottish lowlands. It's a Fiona Ritchie production and it comes to you from Scotland each week. Look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts. Our website also offers lots of guest articles by and about some of your favourite musicians, including Billy Jackson, who's just coming up ahead here. Connect with us through our website, thistleradio.com. A set of recent programme playlists is always available by mail to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. Well, Billy Jackson originally wrote the Well Park Suite in the mid-80s to commemorate the centenary of the brewing of Tennent's Lager in Glasgow, and fittingly, it turned into a celebration, a Glasgow celebration.